I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Joel Mensing of Chicago. Thank you for your support, Joel. We really appreciate every listener who helps keep this show going. Often Greg and I on the Desert Island Jukebox, we just add a track that we can't live without. Sometimes there's a news hook. Unfortunately, once in a while, it's a death that we didn't get to cover on the regular show. Greg, without tipping your hand too much, who are you going to pay tribute to in this episode?
Well, we often say that singers are distinctive. This guy is beyond belief. There is only one singer of this kind on the entire planet ever.
Yeah, it's true. And now he's gone. We'll talk about who he is in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, Greg. Unique singers. It's an overused phrase, but yeah, this guy was.
Truly one of a kind. Kenji Suzuki, better known as Damo Suzuki of Can. Dean Wareham had a great post after he died. I'm paying tribute to Damo, dead at the age of 74, died February 9. Dean, who has been on the show before, Galaxy 500, Luna.
Great solo artist.
Big fan of Can. He talked about meeting Damo at a festival in 2012. He said, "I love your singing." "No," Damo said, "I am not singing. I am being Damo Suzuki."
This is true. This is true.
You know, you can't be anybody else. The Fall had a song, you know.
"I am Damo Suzuki."
Exactly. They loved, this guy was so distinctive. Born in Japan, came to Europe at the age of 18 in the late 60s, ended up in Cologne, Germany. I interviewed Holger Zucke, a fan of the Can in those days. He said, "We met him on the street.
He was busking.
He was, we go, wait a minute, we need a singer. Malcolm Mooney just left the band.
Right.
Can you sing?" You know, and Damo goes, "I can beat Damo Suzuki." And
right.
He said, "You're hired."
And he was.
He played that night with Can. His first gig was completely improvised. And really, that was the whole Can aesthetic. Everything was group composition in real time. Revolutionary band. I mean, we mentioned this about the MC5. Truly revolutionary in terms of their influence. Perhaps most people don't know, have never heard Can or don't know who Can is, but their influence on a range of bands, I mean, Radiohead, Public Image Limited, The Fall, Happy Monday. I mean, it goes through generations of bands that listened to Can and were influenced by them in particular. Damo used his voice as another instrument. Mm-hmm. It was not meant to be a traditional lead vocalist. He sang in at least three languages.
Yeah.
And one of them was gibberish.
Yeah.
There was Japanese, there was English, there was a combination of those two things, and then there was this kind of made-up stuff. Like, there are literally words he's making up as he's singing. But it was very much improvised. He was basically flowing with the music. He was sort of like a court jester on stage.
Mm-hmm.
In a band full of improvising musicians, some of them just super trained, working with Karlheinz Stockhausen and people like this in the avant-garde.
It's true. Well, did you ever see Damo perform?
I saw him once with not with Can, but he was performing with a group that he was touring with at the time. I forget the name of the group, but you know, I mainly went to see him.
I got a story for you.
Yeah, sure.
Michael Caroli, who was the youngest member of Can, it was on tour with his band, and Damo was singing with him.
Okay.
It was at the House of Blues in Chicago, right? Geez. And the Bulls were in one of their championship runs, right? There were six of them, right? Don't ask me which one, right? And for whatever reason, the game starts and House of Blues arbitrarily drops the curtain on Michael Caroli and Damo Suzuki, right? I mean, the people who were there wanted so much to be there and knew they were never going to get to see. So Damo, undaunted, you know, sang for another 10 minutes at least with his head sticking out from under the curtain, right? They were done, right? But Damo wasn't done. Damo was not done.
Well, they would play six-hour concerts.
Yeah,
They, you know, they'd start and then they'd just keep going. And Damo was right in the middle of it. And then he quit. They made three groundbreaking albums in a row with Can, as Damo was the lead vocalist. And they found him irreplaceable. They continued to make music, but they said, We can't replace this guy.
He'd been the second singer, but they knew they were never going to find a third.
Some of the people that called up Can to say, hey, I'm interested in the job in case you want to hire somebody. Johnny Lydon.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, calls up, says, no, not hiring anybody right now. Yeah, you know, we're broke. We're going to break up.
Only one Damo Suzuki.
Only one Damo. They were part of that krautrock scene. It was interesting that we call this krautrock and we somehow think it's a scene or a genre. When you talk about, you know, Can in comparison to Kraftwerk, Faust, Neu, Amandul, none of these bands sounded anything alike.
No.
They completely had their own aesthetic, their own sound. They were unique in their own way, but they certainly had nothing to do with each other other than they were German.
And Malcolm Mooney was an American GI, African-American, in Germany, the first singer for Can. Damo was from Japan, right? This was an internationalist psychedelic movement.
Yeah, it truly was. And, you know, you couldn't really reproduce what they did. But a lot of the songs did get covered by bands through time, including this one. The one I want to play is, it's been sampled countless times. Hip-hop guys love the groove and this song. It was just an extraordinary band. So here is, in tribute to Damo Suzuki, who died on February 9th, one of the greatest tracks produced by Can is a track called Vitamin C.
Mm.
And that is from the third album and third and final album that Damo recorded with them, Iggy Bamyasi.
Iggy Bamyasi. I think it was a brand of German sauerkraut.
I think there's variations on the pronunciation, but it's an extraordinary record. I highly recommend all of them. But Vitamin C from Can on Sound Opinions. That's a little bit of Can. Vitamin C is the track. Damo Suzuki is the one-of-a-kind vocalist on that track.
Well, that's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening. Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.